Welcome to the FACT podcast report on the Southwest Organizing Project, Part 1, Community Organizing. In this interview, SWOP Executive Director Robbie Rodriguez sits down with Marjorie Fine, Director of the Lynchpin Project of the Center for Community Change, to discuss the organization's successes in community organizing.
SWOP, the Southwest Organizing Project, was founded in 1980. And we do community organizing and advocacy work. So community organizing, we believe that democracy doesn't end on election day. And for us to have a real, vibrant, participatory, authentic democracy in this country, people need to be engaged in the political system. And they need the skills and the tools in order to do that effectively. What we do is we take problems and issues that folks in those communities are facing and use those problems as a vehicle by which to help them gain a better analysis of our system, navigate the political process, and develop leadership skills along the way so that after our work is done, addressing that problem or issue, that leadership remains in the community.
I know you've often said that you don't do work for people, you do work with people. And it seems like you're giving skills to people who in the past may have been kept out of the ability to be deciding factors and decision makers in the things that affect their lives and their communities. Particularly, you mentioned before, young people, people of color, people who may be from working class and poor class backgrounds.
Right. So, for example, if we work with a community that lives downhill and downwind from Intel, and they produce microchips. It's a very toxic process. So the folks that live downhill and downwind are essentially getting poisoned by the air emissions. Well, in order to get the state to address that problem, people need to get organized, and that's where we come in, and we help folks do that, to find out who's the decision maker, who can address the problem that they're facing. And if that person won't do something about it, then who is the next group of people that will influence that person? And so we'll use the news. We'll do direct action. So we'll do protests to raise the profile of the problem that people might be facing. But essentially, we think that groups like SWOP serve as an alternative institution or like a parallel system where people who are that don't have power can go to, aggregate their power and address the problems that they're facing.
SWOP successfully educated and mobilized the community to win a statewide environmental justice executive order signed by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. The order broadly directs state agencies to ensure that no community is overburdened with toxins. Soon after the order was signed, SWOP and its allies established a workable process that community groups could set in motion when vetting the safety of solid waste disposal. The process requires that when there is significant community opposition to a project, an impact report must be prepared and a formal public process will follow to allow for community input. This is a significant victory with the potential to prevent the over-concentration of solid waste facilities in low-income and people of color communities.
We'll take lessons that we learn from situations like those that happen all over the state, and we'll think, what do we need to change in state law or regulations so that we don't have to deal with this anymore?
SWOP and its allies are endeavoring to build on their success with a multi-year campaign to insert similar concrete environmental justice provisions into the state's air quality regulations. This concludes part one of the Southwest Organizing Project's podcast on community organizing.